Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, the Mishnah was discussing the halacha when it comes to Kilayim, that generally speaking, you're not allowed to plant different types of seeds next to one another. Now, our Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, is going to discuss a situation in a case where it's totally not one's intention to do so. For example, you have a whole bucket of, let's say, your wheat, seeds that are going to help you plant wheat. So a lot of times when you have a lot of seeds in one container, in one bucket, so a lot of it's, there may be other assorted seeds mixed in as well. Now, when it comes to kilayim, the main issue is a person's kavana. A person's intention must never be to mix seeds, to mix and plant these types of seeds in the various produce next to one another. So if a person's intention is not to mix them, but it happens to be there are a few that are stuck in there, then it's not a problem. That being said, in order to make a little bit of a harchak, of a little bit of a fence, to preclude the issur of maris ayin, to get rid of the concern of maris ayin, that maybe it may seem like, oh, the person has all these seeds of barley mixed in with the seeds of wheat, that's obviously kilayim. Okay, it's not his intention, but it looks a little bit fishy, it looks a little bit suspicious. It's not such a good thing to do, and we should try to stay clear of that. Therefore, Mishnah is going to say that if the foreign substance, we get in our case, we're, let's say, wanting, we intend to plant wheat, and in the wheat kernels, you have some barley seeds as well. So the Mishnah is going to say that if the foreign seed, in our case, barley, is 1/24 or less, then it's going to be a problem. But if it's 1/24 or more, then it's going to be what we call batel. There's a concept called bitel berov. And the bitel berov means that because there's so few of the foreign seeds, then we are mevatel them, we nullify them, we don't really include them in the majority. We don't really view them as being in existence. Again, assuming that it's not a person's intention to plant these foreign seeds with the regular seeds. Says our Mishnah, Kalsa sheyesh bo rova mimin acher. Any saw, again, let's say a saw of wheat, where there's a quarter in from a different type of seed in that. So again, you have a saw of wheat, and let's say you have a quarter of a barley. So what does that mean? So first of all, we should just realize that in a saw there are six kav in a saw. So we're saying a quarter of a kav. So a quarter of a kav is 1/24 of a saw, right? So again, you have a saw. There are six kavs in a saw. So a quarter of a kav will be 1/24 of a saw. And that's what the Tanakhama is saying. That any saw where you have a fourth of a kav, so 1/24 of that saw is a different type of produce. It says the Tanakhama, you must make less seeds. It's too much. It's not enough to be mevatel the bad seeds, the foreign seeds, and therefore in that situation you would have to limit and get rid of some of the foreign seeds. Again, you have a saw of wheat, you'd have to make sure that there's 1/24 or less of barley. However, continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Yavor. Says Rabbi Yossi, you got to get rid of all. Once you start minimizing the bad foreign seeds, you got to get rid of all the bad seeds. Why? The Bartunur explains. Because once you start decreasing the bad foreign seeds, once you stop doing that, then it seems like you're happy with the rest of the seeds, which can't be the case. You can't be okay with any amount of these seeds being there. Okay, so there happened to be some there, so you're not going to have to spend all the time, you know, parsing out and separating the little seeds because they're so small and hard to separate. But once you start separating them, says Rabbi Yossi, you're not allowed to stop. You got to get rid of all of them completely, and you have to stop separating, and you can't plant the wheat if you have any barley seeds remaining, according to Rabbi Yossi. Continues the Mishnah. Now we're going to be discussing the situation and the same type of case, but the question is going to be, and it's going to be a three-way machlokas concerning what's the halacha regarding this 1/24th. What kind of other other produce are we talking about? Says the Mishnah, says the Tanakhama, Bein Mimin Echad, Bein Mishnei Minim. That if this other 1/24th, again, if it's 1/24th or less, then it's fine. But says the Tanakhama, this 1/24th can be any two or three or any amount of types of grain. So let's say, for example, yeah, your main produce is wheat. You want to have wheat. And then the other foreign seeds, you have a little bit of beans, a little bit of barley, a little bit of different things, of whatever it is. So says the Tanakhama, the 1/24th, the 1/24th percentage, that bittel works as long as you have 1/24th of any type, whether it's no matter how many different types of different types of species that you have. However, the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Lo amru ella mimin echad. No, says Rabbi Shimon, the only time that the 1/24th works is if that other 1/24th, if that bad foreign substance is the exact, is all of the same exact type. So you have to have wheat as the good, and then a 1/24th of barley, and that's fine. But once you have started mixing up things, then the 1/24th would not work. V'chamom nacham say, Kol shu kilayim b'sa mitstarei flerova. The Chachamim agree with the Tanakhama, namely, that one, that even if you have two different types of species as the foreign substance, 1/24th would work. However, says the Chachamim, that's only true when both of those species would be a problem unto themselves. So again, let's say you have wheat as the main species, and the two foreign species are you have barley and you have beans. So because both barley and beans independently would be problematic, would be kilayim for the wheat, therefore both of those things together, and assuming that it's less than 1/24th of the total amount, would be fine. However, let's say you have, we discussed a bunch of examples in the beginning of the first parak. Let's say, for example, you have zunin, which the Masechta began with. So zunin is something that is not, there's no issur of kilayim when it comes to it, and therefore the 1/24th amount would not allow bittel to work, and therefore there would be a problem of kilayim. Okay, now we're going to continue with Parak Beis. Mishnah Beis says the Mishnah, Bameh Devarim Emurim. When is this true that we have this this allowance to have this 1/24th of the foreign seed to be a batel, to be nullified within the regular seeds? Says the Mishnah, Tivua b'tivua v'kitnis b'kitnis. You have grain, different, you have grain with grain, or you have beans or peas, different types of legumes with the other different types of legumes, and so on and so forth. Tvua b'kitnis, you have grains with legumes, you have kitnis b'tvua, you have legumes with tvua, and so on and so forth. In all these cases, these are edible things. When you have different types of edible seeds that are mixed together, so we allow the heter of 1/24th to work, we allow you to be mevatel some of the seeds within the larger majority, because it's only 1/24th or less. Continues the Mishnah, Be'emes amru, but in truth, they said, the halacha is the following, Zarone Gina, when it comes to garden seeds are inedible seeds, you can't eat the seeds themselves, but they produce edible vegetables like radishes or turnips or onions and so on and so forth. You have these garden seeds, She'ein Anechon, which cannot be eaten, they're not edible themselves, Mitstarfen Echod Me'etzim V'arba Menofa L'Beisa, says the Mishnah, they would also be included within this heter of 1/24th. That if there's 1/24th or less of these garden seeds, then that would also be included. That would also be bought, they'll be nullified, and therefore there wouldn't be an issur of kilayim. Now this is actually a chumrah, as the Mishnah will allude to, because what's interesting about garden seeds is that garden seeds produce very large plants, and therefore fewer seeds are needed in order for them to be planted. So therefore, the thought came up that maybe because we need fewer of them, then perhaps we need more Zarone Yagina, more of these garden seeds, in order to make it Aser. Says the Mishnah, no. That even though we would think that we need more of them to make it Aser, because we plant so few of them to begin with, the number 1/24th still is the number when it comes to Kilayim. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Kishem she amru lahachmir kach amru lahakal. Just like we're machmir when it comes to these zerone gina, that we're machmir when it comes to these garden seeds, and we say that 1/24th still applies to them. We don't allow you to have more than 1/24th when it comes to garden seeds. But kach amru lahakal, the same is true when we are being lenient. We're going to be lenient in the same regard. What does that mean? Hapishdon betzvua, if you have flax seeds and in grain, mitztarefes echad meyasim v'arba v'nofa lebeisa, the same would apply to that as well. The 1/24th amount would be mevatel, would allow the flax seeds to be nullified in the greater grain that is being planted. Now, how is that a kula? Because even though we require, unlike the zeronagina, the garden seeds, when it comes to pishdan flax, we need more pishdan in order to create the wheat, more than wheat. But therefore, even though we would need more, we still require 1/24th in order to be batel. We don't require you to have less. We don't say that you have to have less pishdan, less flax, in order for them to be batel. Have a great day.